So welcome back, November 23rd, the second session of Tea Touch for Live with Linda and Friends. So what I would like to do before we look at the fascia story, which is fascinating, I would like us just to take some precious time that we have here together and close your eyes and get as comfortable as you can. And we're going to slip down onto the floor, onto your magic carpet. And bring your animals down there with you. And really get comfortable. Because we want some time for ourselves. And just slip down. Imagine the colors. Pull some colors around you and bring that special blanket, Denise, that your dog wants. And bring all of you, bring some wonderful, imagine some scents, some flowers or something with you that is really gives you a pleasure to just open your nostrils, and you want it right there on your carpet. And what is the texture? Imagine you're just reaching down and feeling some wonderful texture of this carpet in your hands. And let us settle in now. And we're all going to just rise up on these wonderful carpets. Now, actually, Tyra, you may be with your dragon, and some of you may actually be on your dragons. Because some of them are waiting there. And let us rise up into these wonderful, just wonderful temperature in the air. Imagine you're up there and a light sun is just warming you from the inside out. And breathe. Just take some nice deep breaths. Deep in your nostrils and just gently allow them. Just gently release like a sigh. And feel the light breeze. Imagine you can just feel the light breeze around you as we're traveling, because we're headed all together into this beautiful ancient forest that's waiting for us. Oh, and as we travel, we shapeshift, we shift time. So we're in our no time that we know. It's a total other space. Just releasing any concerns we have and replace them with a smile at the animals that are beside you. Let them snuggle up to you. Get closer. And actually, one of you may be riding on a horse. Instead of the carpet. And now we're going to see below us this beautiful forest and look for the opening and settle down into this beautiful, beautiful opening in this lovely forest and have that perfect kind of ground that you would like to have there. This, whether it's grass or sand, whatever you would like to have. And in the middle here of this, there's also this absolutely spectacular ground of aquamarine crystal. It's like a landing place. And waiting for us there, you can put your, you can just put your carpet just on the outside of that, around it if you wish. Or you can imagine something really lovely, soft memory foam that you're going to land your carpet on if you want to get that feeling of the crystal energy coming up to the sage, through this under your carpet. Some of you will be perhaps on the grass or right around it or whatever your ground is, and some will feel on the stage. And give your animals now a chance to move around a little. Enjoy the forest. Look around and draw, just conjure up some really spectacular mother, this mother tree and all these trees around. Whatever you want, have them there. And the flowers, there are orchids all around us and beautiful bushes and flowers. And right in the middle of us, as always, is this beautiful little pool of water with this stone and the water coming up, this artesian well coming up from the earth. Oh. And just imagine lying still now and feeling, just imagine you are lying on your back or your side or your front, however you would like, and get really still and feel the breath of Mother Earth just filling you. Feel this gentle, gentle feeling deep within the forest. And imagine that you can sense the connection, the communication between the trees and the plants and the roots all around us. And however you're sitting or lying now, I'd like you to take your hands behind your back. If you're lying on your side, you'll just use one hand. If you're sitting, that's comfortable, use both hands and start wherever you're sitting, the lowest you can, close to your seat bones. And do a very gentle 1 1/4 circles right on your spine. And pour love from the love that you feel for the earth, for your animals, pour that into your own body, into your own cells. And no matter what's going on, the fact that we can be here together, let's celebrate that miracle. And just gently explore, turn your hands like in a different way to see what's the easiest part that you can do this very gentle 1 1/4 circle. Is it the side of your thumb, like the elephant seal, say elephant? Or is it the back back of your hand. Open like the llama. Or is it the side of your forefinger? Like the camel. And I'm only bringing the animal names in just to bring those animals with us. And with each 1 1/4, almost 1 1/4 circles, spirals, imagine that you're turning this golden key to unlock this connection to this source, energy, intelligence, cellular intelligence in your body. And just imagine that you're going up, up, up the vertebrae. Don't strain at all. Just hold your hands wherever they're comfortable and imagine. And some of your animals might like to help here. When I see some of those kitties walking around, just ask them if they wouldn't like to put their top, their third eye, the top of their head here, whatever part's easy for them, and make that 1 1/4 spiral up your spine. I think some of the dogs would like to do it with a paw. Imagine. And give these animals the opportunity to show us their amazing intelligence and love for us. And if you don't have a favorite animal, that's okay. You can even call in one of those kitties out there. But you can also just imagine some other being that is doing T-touch up each vertebrae on your back and connecting to that golden ratio, that's amazing cellular intelligence in all that is, in all of nature. And take it all the way up your back, and if it's comfortable for you now, reach up with one hand or the other and go to your vertebrae, your way up your back, up to your neck, all the way to the top of the neck, all the way to the occiput, right where the spine joins the skull. And play with this. Use your imagination. How would you do this so it would be easy? If you can reach it easily, do it. If not, imagine. And just imagine increasing the molecular vibrational rate in the cells. And now let's start just at our chin, doing this little face refresher thing with your One hand will start on the right side. One hand with your fingers on the chin just to stabilize the skin. And then with your other hand just above that, like very close. I'm doing it with my middle finger and my forefinger. One circle and a quarter and a little lift. And then move up all the way along the jawbone. We're just going to follow that up the jawbone. Up, coming just in front of your ear. And all the way up. Into your hair. Remember your breath. Right up into your hairline. Put your arms down and move your shoulders. Just feel that one line. Move your jaw a little. Stretch your lips. Let's go to the left side of the face now, and we're going to go up the jawbone on the other side. Oh, stabilizing with the right hand and doing little circles and a little slide or a pause, whichever you prefer. Up in front of the ear. Up into the hairline. We're going to do something different this time. Starting at the middle of the chin again. This time, go right up the midline. Now, stabilize the chin, circle on the lips. Go up over your lower lip, and then do the upper lip, and up the middle of your nose. Remember to take some nice deep breaths and move your body a little as you do this. Like, oh yeah. Now, interesting. I can feel that in my back. I can feel it as I'm going up my head. It feels like I'm working on my spine. Now put your hands down again and move your left shoulder in a nice circle and a quarter. Just like lift the scapula and move it in just to a gentle stretch. Let's do a few of those. First, like forward and then up and then back and then down so that you're compressing your ribs as you go down and then relax. So let's see what happens if you go the other way. Just compress this, like, shoulder blades up, forward, and down. Oh, and gently move your neck side to side. However that feels really good to you. Do some little gentle stretches. Now my right side, my right shoulder. Let's go forward, up, way back, and down. And gently rotate your head. However that feels good to you. Very gently. And let's take that right shoulder now back up. Turn your head to the right as you do it. And gently just move your body as it would like to move with that. And now, as you're lying there, again, imagine the breath of the earth just filling your body with this really stable feeling. And now I'm going to invite you to stand up, or if you're really comfortable lying, you can imagine doing this. Just stand with your feet a little farther apart than your hips and take your arms out to the side, or imagine doing this. It's just as great if you imagine it. And take it above your head and touch your fingers above your head. And just imagine that you are reaching up and bringing down this beautiful silver cord that connects you to all of the miracles and wonder of the universe, and take that down through your body, down into the earth, and send it all the way through the earth, way down to the outer edges of our known universe. And then arms way spread out around the edges of the universe and bring that straight down, this beautiful white light into your body and back into the core of the earth. And then just take your arms out, and this time imagine sweeping down and sweeping the beautiful breath of Mother Earth up right through your body and straight up out the top of your head. And with your hands together above your head, send that energy, thought, all the way to the outer edges of the universe, around the outer edges, way, 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 way below the earth, and back up through the earth. And just bring that feeling into your heart. And fill your heart with a feeling of peace. Knowing that you're surrounded with this amazing wonders of nature. And I invite you now, each one of you, in your own way, to find some part of your body that is not functioning as ideally as you would like. And just imagine, or actually do, very gentle tea touches with 1 1/4 circles, tiny, almost a quarter, almost to 9 o'clock. one and almost a quarter. And then very gently work all around the area that is not feeling functioning ideally. And just imagine the ideal connection and communication between the cells with each one in a quarter circle, wherever you want on your body. And just visualize you've got this golden key with each turn. You're connecting to that remarkable intelligence in every cell in our body. And now just rest and imagine you can hear the song of the wind gently in the trees. And you can feel a light, lovely, perfect temperature breeze on your body. And you can even hear the bees and the butterflies around us in this beautiful opening in the forest. And the sound of the water coming up out of the earth and bubbling over this beautiful stone in the middle of our pond. And perhaps this little gentle splash as a dragonfly dips into the water and see the flash of the sunlight on the wings. And take that feeling into every cell in your body. Take that back with us. And now, just lie still or sit on your dragon quietly or your horse and rise up together, all the way up together. Up, up above this beautiful earth, look down below us. And we're just above this beautiful, beautiful forest. See the forest, give thanks to the trees and all the beings in the forest. And look around and feel your guardian angels around you. And the angels that are your animals around you. Take another deep breath and gently, like a sigh, release that breath. And then one more deep, deep, gentle breath. And blow out, just blow out long and gently. Do it twice more. Gently. And when you're ready, imagine you're sitting back in your chair or lying where you were and quietly open your eyes. I think that now that we're back in our bodies, I'd like to just have you do a little few hair slides just to bring us back into our heads and just feel what that's like. Right now I'm using the method of running, spreading my fingers, running them through my hair, lifting the hair, and then sliding out like that. So you open your fingers, run the hair between, catch the hair, and then just slide out on your hair. Do that over various parts of your head. Even if you have really short hair, just catch the hair and do little lifts and the very gentle slides off it. Now, perhaps you'll remember one of the things that was told to me by a cranial sacral therapist in a class in the 80s is that when we just move the hair, lift the hair like this, that is reaching through the dura. It actually can affect the cranial sacral fluid. And let's get to the back. And of course, that's a nice thing if you have a dog with long enough hair or a long-haired kitty, you can do this also. Just see, I'm going to catch little bunch of hair and now do a few circles. Ooh, and that feels good because that's a really nice stretch of my scalp. It feels like it's moving it in a different way. Don't know why I don't do this every day. It feels so good. Interesting. Okay. So I'm going to, were you able to pull up, Judy? Did you find out?
No, you said that you had it and that you would be able to stop it when you wanted to.
You're right. We're just going to show a few minutes of this in preparation for next time. So let's see. I'm going to go here. I will do this. Just takes me a moment. Oh no. I'd forgotten I changed the password. I hope I got this. Nope. Well, that's really interesting. So I thought I could get there, you all. Doggone it, Judy. Oh, here we go. Okay, I'm in. Just about here. Okay. Oh no. Come on. Well, I can't believe this. It's really interesting. I don't understand why my computer is not opening this. Oh dear, Judy, you're going to have to do it. I can't believe it.
Are you in the T-Touch community or are you on the Facebook page?
I'm trying to get into maybe I can try once again. I don't know if Wes has changed my password. Come on. I can't get in. You're going to have to do it. I want them to at least see this to just get inspired.
Well, let me share what screen I have open and you can tell me if I'm in the right spot, okay?
Yep. Yes.
Am I in the right spot?
Yes. Go to the community.
The Facebook community?
Yes, Facebook community, not the library. It's in the community. It must be also in the library, but go down, scroll down in the... Are you a member?
Yeah.
So
I think so. I'm the one that manages the community.
Okay.
No.
Oh, you all, this is really funny. I don't believe this. You have to log in.
I thought I was logged in.
I think not.
Good question. Log into Facebook.
See, that's my trouble. Hold on. Maybe I can.
Let me try this.
While you're looking, I'm going to try to find my. I always go in on my phone, so I haven't been in on the computer for ages. Come on. Help you all. Come on. No, I don't want that. Teresa, are you a member of the community?
Unfortunately, no. I tried to.
I don't believe it.
No. I would like to.
Okay, so.
This is all I see, Linda, when I'm scrolling.
Just a minute, I was trying to get in. So what are you scrolling?
What is this? Look.
Well, you should be down in the Facebook page. You have to be down in the you should be down in the Facebook page. There,
I am.
That's a T-Touch community. Okay, so yeah. Scroll down. If you scroll down, keep scrolling.
It won't let me scroll any further.
Okay, go to videos. Click on videos there.
Where do you see videos? Where my,
down under, you've got private and then videos.
I've got private and I've got visible.
Oh, but I'm not sorry, videos. I don't have my glasses on. I'm sorry. You've got to look, just activate. So I don't know if we can't. General private group, go scroll down because it's about this group. Keep scrolling. See, over on the side is videos, but they told me if you get in there, I can't believe I can't get in, y'all. I am so sorry. Come on, Linda.
Linda, I think I can see it on the Facebook page. Do you want me to share it?
Yes. Thank you, Leslie.
Is he one from Saturday? Ricky, yes. Schultz.
Exactly.
Okay. Let me see if I can share that.
Wait. I have to make you a co-host.
Yeah.
Okay. So Judy, if you go out of there, stop screen sharing.
Okay.
Leslie,
well, what's going on
there? Co-host. Okay, Leslie, you have to, there. Now, hi, Joy.
Bear with me, let's pull it up.
And Leslie, do you know how to screen share?
Screen share now then, okay, fine.
Great.
Can you see that?
Yes, and you can double click it.
I'll make it bigger, yeah.
I mean, yeah, click the green, okay. There. Now you can start the recording.
Linda, thanks for having me here. I'm really pleased because T-Touch and team has followed me all these years since 1989 when I saw three women do strange thing to a horse outside our camper at the World Championship in Denmark. So I really, and I use it every day. I teach my clients how to work on their horses. And so I really love this system. And as I got into research, fascia research, I suddenly really realized why this works so well. And that's what I want to try and share with you today. So I just want to warn people, I don't know if it's a problem, but there is some dissection pictures, so I don't hope you mind, but it just makes so much more clear what we are going to look at. So my title here is How Does Fascia and T-Touch Go Hand in Hand? And I want to try to, if my screen will continue here, I don't know, yeah. So I want to try to look at that with you. So I will go into fascia, which is connective tissue in general, and show you how it's a 3D network. I will talk about superficial fascia, myofascia, and I want to talk about fascia innovation and what touch can do. And then I want to share with you myofascial kinetic lines in short. It probably will be very short. Robin, you just have to stop me if you think I'm going too much over time.
It's not a problem.
I can't stop.
Okay, no worries.
Just let me know. So fascia is kind of the forgotten tissue. When I was in vet school, we cut all the fascia away to look at the muscles and the vessels and the nerves. So it was not considered important, actually. But the last 15 years, there has been a lot of research, and it's growing tremendously in fascia and in humans and now also in animals. So if you look at fascia, it's what keeps everything together. And as Thomas Myers says, we are actually one muscle in 600 little bags, and those little bags are here made. Can you see my mouse?
Yes.
Yeah, good. So these little bags are made of connective tissue here. So this is an arm. the human, and you can see all the muscles have their little pockets here that they live in, or little bags. So this is what we're going to look at. So if you look at the development in the fetus, this is an embryo from day 17 to 21 in the abdomen. So here we can see what they call here mesoblast. That is what becomes the connective tissue. So this is day 17. Day 17. And now we go a little further on, and it's growing even further. And now we can see how, at day 21, how much of the space here is the connective tissue here. This ectoblast, as it's called, which was much bigger before, is now the skin. And the endoblast is the inner of the abdomen, in the lining of the abdomen. All the rest here, the pink, is the mesoderm, which will then go and transfer into different cells, so mesenchymal cells. So that is bone cells, could be cartilage, muscle cells, blood cells, fat cells, fascia cells, or fibrocytes. So there's a lot of cells developing from this layer, which is really important, because that underlines that this is a three-dimensional network, the connective tissue. It's all over. So it creates tendons, it creates cartilage, it creates ligaments, it creates bones. I will show you that in a minute. Muscles and the fascia around muscles, and it also creates the superficial fascia. All of these cells in this are connected, interconnected too. So it's really down to cell level that this tissue is three-dimensional. And that's so important, because that can explain to us why we can treat an area in the hind limb and have an effect in the neck, for instance. So everything is connected, and that's what you have to remember. So if we go a little deeper into some of these drawings, we can see the myofascia here. Every muscle fiber has a layer of endometrium, as it's called, as a fascia layer around it. Bundles of muscle fiber has another layer of fascia around it, which is the perimetrium. And then the whole muscle has a layer of fascia, which is the epimetrium. Here it is colored red. It shouldn't actually be, because the fascia is white, or you can look through it, or sometimes it's a little yellow, but that's because of fat tissue in it. So this should actually be white too. But then you can see the whole muscle is wrapped in three different layers of fascia. And if this fascia, this is like a sleeve around the muscle, you can see it down here too. And if that sleeve is too tight, the muscle can't work. And the thing is, if you go for a massage, like what you, I think, in the States call a Swedish massage, it doesn't address the fascia. It addresses the muscle tissue. So it's really nice, but it might not last so long, because the fascia is still too tight. So that's why you need to work on the fascia. That's much more important than working on the muscle. And it has, you have to do it in a different way than you work on muscle. So in these muscles, then all these fascia layers come together, and that's what attaches to the bone. So you can also see it down here. So all the fascia layers coming together and attach not only to the bone, but into the bone, into the periosteum. So again, we have this three-dimensional network coming here. Some muscles have a lot of fascia tissue in it, like inside the muscles. And some doesn't have so much. So this is what you know when you eat steak, that very soft and tender steak that doesn't have so much fascia tissue. And the parts you have to cook for a long time, that's when you have a lot of fascia tissue in it. So, and why is that? Muscles that work a lot and need a lot of strength and function, they don't have so much fascia within them, because they need all the fibers to be able to contract. But muscles that are very supportive, they work with have a lot of fascia within them, because the muscle cells cannot work all the time. So then they put the work over on the fascia. So the fascia is more stabilizing and holding on. So that's why there are different kinds of muscles with different amount of fascia tissue within them. So if we look at it at a microscopic level, these are pictures from my very good colleague who is an associated professor at the University of Copenhagen, Vibeke Ogren. This is the muscle fibers here, and this is the connective tissue around them. This like loose tissue here, it looks loose here, and then the muscles here. Then one of the students made this really nice picture. So this is muscle, contractile muscle cells, and this is the fascia, the epimysium, so the outer layer around the muscle. And you can see how it is able to stretch and curl up when the muscle is not so active. When we look at the endomysium, which was the fascia around every single muscle fiber, then it looked like a bee nest. So you can see all these little holes has a muscle fiber. And again, this is the perimysium. And then we ask him to write all these years since 1989, when I saw three women do
Anybody has questions, you can put them in the chat and I'll kind of monitor the chat to see if there's anything. That looks perfect. Perfect. So
fat cells, fascia cells, or fibrosity, which means that they can change in thickness. If they need more strength, they will put on more layers so it gets stronger. Which means if you use one arm a lot, the network coming here. Some muscles have a lot of fascia tissue in it, like inside the muscles, and some doesn't have so much. So this is what you know when you eat steak, that very soft and tender steak that doesn't have so much fascia tissue.
Leslie, let's stop it now.
That's when you have a lot of fascia tissue.
My laptop's losing battery, so it's going to start jumping.
Yeah, let's stop it. No. Yeah. So we'll stop screen sharing because it's after 11. And the thing that's interesting about there that she goes on to explain, it's really interesting that rubbing does not release tight parts in the body. And that's why these circular spiral circles do. And it's really interesting. I will bring, the next time I'll bring an article that she wrote about it also, that Ricky Schultz wrote about it. And the thing that's interesting, and I want to leave you with this week and just wondering how it is. I mean, I know that some of us here are dealing with issues every single day that you just wonder. I mean, Marnie, how long have you had your injury now? She might have left us for a moment. But I know that Marnie had a big accident that she's been working with recovery on. And I'm dealing with this osteoarthritis, which is really interesting. And I had a neighbor who actually had she goes to Kaiser, so she has regular health care, which I go to a naturopath instead. But she was on cortisone for 3 years and was just losing weight, which is unusual, but really having a terrible time. And she finally asked her doctor, okay, what could she possibly do instead of cortisone? And he said, well, you could try black turmeric. And that's what she did, was she's been on it for the last year or so. So it's really made a difference. And if she doesn't stay on that, you know, it's turmeric with pepper in it. They're capsules so that you can get a lot more turmeric than what you can put on your food. So it's just so interesting. I want to talk about it a little bit, you know, how I just wonder, it's a new paradigm that we're in right now when we're dealing with this COVID thing all the time, with this fear. We have no idea what the future is going to bring. How do we keep ourselves positive? How do we keep ourselves hopeful? What can we do each day in our lives that will help us to realize to count our blessings? And that, I mean, that's the only thing that every time I think, oh God, I can hardly get up. And I think, but wait a minute, but I can move. And I know some of, you know, when I think, Teresa, what you've been through, you're such an inspiration to me. It's really, really helpful, because what can we do each day? How can we realize that making a point to really focus on that gratitude not only certainly changes our lives, and I think it's helpful in terms of bringing a positive feeling onto the planet. So I'm just wondering if any of you have anything you'd like to add to that, about that.
May I just
please say, Teresa? Yes.
It is so interesting about fascia, and it is so easy to reach, if you think, with T-Touch, isn't it? It's all over.
Yeah.
It's all over.
Exactly. Yeah. And when she goes deeper into it, it's really fascinating. Leslie?
So just in terms of the gratitude, so when I met T-Touch, I was in a really, really, really difficult place. I didn't understand where I was emotionally. I didn't understand the place I was in. And I literally wrote my way out of essentially a depression, I guess. And I before I got out of bed, I had to write gratitudes before I wrote out of bed, got out of bed, and I had to write them before I went to bed. And I had to work so hard to change my view of my life at the time. But it was the attention on the gratitude, and it was literally down to, I am really grateful that I have got legs to walk with, and I'm really grateful that I have got lungs that work, and all of that things. And I have always been very lucky with my health, but I'd never really noticed it. I'd always just taken it for granted. And that's when I realized that I had so much, even though I felt very emotionally wrecked. And it was a really interesting, well, it was kind of what made me stick with the work. And also, like, I feel like I've got an obligation to do something with my journey and what I've learned, because of the level of gratitude and the depth I had to go to in order to recognize that actually I was more than okay. So it was really, really, really powerful. It was kind of what helped me get out of it, really.
Great, thank you so much. May we share that?
Yeah, totally.
Great. Thanks. Thank you all. It's always a joy for me to spend this time with you. And I just have a show of hands. How many of you are enthusiastic about doing this walking sticks with Eleanor? So Katrina, I just want to make sure that we have enough of us. Tyra, Jennifer. It's made it possible for me to walk these days. I mean, it's not like I have pain. I just didn't have the energy to move one foot in front of the other. And when I walk with my walking sticks, the clicking keeps me going. It's totally different, and I don't even think about it. And the energy comes. There's something about moving in that way that is really different. So I'm really looking. Marnie, you have your hand up.
I was just agreeing. I thought you asked how many people wanted to do
Great. Okay. So maybe if you're not so enthusiastic, when you hear it and you hear the walking lesson that Eleanor is going to give with us, she's really put a lot of time in this. And I can just tell you, from, I've had these sticks for quite a while, and I used them for a little while and then I didn't, but because I thought I was okay. But when I have them now, I am okay. And that has made a huge difference. So blessings, have a great week and stay safe, and may you stay inspired each day. Ava, love to your kitties. Aloha. Sweet dreams Aloha. For those, and rest of the day. Have a great rest of the day. Ciao. End the recording. Oops. Stop the recording.